us pray. Lord, you indeed are our shepherd, and we are your sheep. May the words we hear this morning and the meditations that arise in our hearts revive our souls and guide us along right pathways for your name's sake. Amen. Please be seated. Well, you know, today is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. Every year on this Sunday, we hear one of the passages from the Gospel of John about Jesus describing himself as a good shepherd. And given that text, I felt drawn to speak to you based on my experience in my first parish, which was in New Brunswick, Canada. Ministry in such a rural location was both a privilege and a challenge to this not-so-country boy. However, I feel that I now possess a knowledge and experience that previously had been quite foreign to me. And I think I have a unique perspective on our text today. I'd like to talk to you about the shepherd, the good shepherd and shepherding. Now, having grown up in an urban environment, my knowledge of sheep and shepherding was quite limited. In fact, the nursery rhyme, "Mary Had a Little Lamb," probably represented the full extent of my knowledge. As a boy, the parables of Jesus being a shepherd seemed nice, but a bit quaint to me. And as I grew older, I had difficulty identifying with such a pastoral image. In my mind, sheep were docile, without a strong will of their own. They weren't so smart, and they existed solely to be used by others, and were always the follower and not the leader. Not the image this young boy wanted to have of himself growing up. Me, a sheep? No way. With every fiber of my being, I resisted being identified as a sheep. Moreover, this image certainly didn't provide a role model I wanted to emulate as I grew into adulthood. A follower? Never. I wanted to be known as someone who had a mind of his own and to be seen as more of a leader than a follower. I certainly didn't want to be perceived as weak and docile. In addition, I did know that sheep had an image of being stubborn. Not a very positive quality. I wanted to be perceived as being flexible, able to adapt to change at the turn of a dime. Therefore, the images of Christ as shepherd and we as his sheep didn't elicit much enthusiasm from me. I liked the image of a strong Jesus overturning tables in the temple and challenging the authorities. Well, in the short period I lived in New Brunswick, I learned that my images of sheep and shepherding were all wrong. I got to know quite a few shepherds at the local farmer's market, and they told me stories about their sheep that changed my perception of them and the shepherds themselves. There was a particular story I'd like to relate to you. There was a shepherd in the next town up, Harvey. He was famous for raising his sheep that were frequent award winners at the annual Toronto Festival. Think of it as a very big country fair where people would come from all over the province of Canada to compete. And his commitment to his sheep was quite remarkable and is thought to be largely responsible for his sheep being award winning. You see, his sheep, like the others, were transported to Toronto by train. They were loaded into a car and off they went. Now, as you might imagine, such a mode of transportation could be quite disconcerting to the sheep. The squeal of the wheels, the knocking of the cars, the constant stopping and starting would be very disconcerting. Now, this experience was not unique to his sheep. All the sheep experienced it. But the difference is this. For the other shepherds, once they loaded their sheep into the cars, they went into the passenger car. And they spent their time on that journey, playing cards, sleeping, having fellowship and eating. Their sheep were alone. But this shepherd was different. He entered the cattle car with the sheep and stayed with them the entire journey. And during that time, he talked to them, he fed them, he groomed them, he comforted them. You see, they were reassured by the presence of their leader. I know mine own, and my own know me. You see, this shepherd knew that sheep bond together as a family. And that family includes the shepherd. Sheep are relational beings. They find comfort and safety in numbers. And if their family is all together, all is right with the world, and they feel secure. Therefore, when this shepherd's sheep arrived at the fair, they didn't show the signs of anxiety and discomfort seen in the other flocks of sheep. And the judges, as the shepherd would put them through their moves, could see that there was something different, something quite wonderful about this flock that made them stand out. And consequently, year after year, his sheep were awarded top honors. Well, just as a shepherd knows his sheep, Jesus knows us. And he knows us just as intimately as that shepherd knew his sheep. And he calls each of us by our name. If we have spent any time listening for him, we come to know the sound of Jesus' voice. John's gospel tells of the connection between the shepherd and the sheep, between Jesus and us, in just a few verses. In another passage, it says he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. Well, Jesus has promised that he is with us always, just like a good shepherd. We need to spend time to become acquainted with his voice and develop trust in him to follow him. In today's gospel, Jesus tells us that he abides in those who choose to abide in him. Now, a sheep does not docilely follow anyone. It chooses who to follow. It chooses who it can trust. You see, if a stranger comes into a flock of sheep and tries to direct him, he's usually ignored or the sheep will move away from him. However, when their shepherd comes in, the sheep respond instantly. They know his voice, and they've come to associate it with authority and with safety. Sheep respond to a personal relationship as we do. That is why the shepherd spends so much time with them. They do not trust just anyone. They choose to be led and cannot be forced. And you know, there is strength in choosing, so they are not docile. It's a sign of knowing oneself and knowing what and who one chooses to follow. There's another story about sheep, actually an image, that relates to knowing his voice. And I wondered about this. You often see an image of Christ with a lamb draped around his shoulders. Well, I wondered if that was in any way real to the actual task of shepherding. Or was it just a nice, benign image of Jesus? Well, I asked the shepherds that, and I was told that when a lamb is weak, when it's having a hard time keeping up with the flock, or when it's slightly injured, the shepherd will pick up that lamb and put it around its shoulders and carry it. And importantly, all the while that the shepherd is carrying that lamb, he's whispering into its ear. And the lamb gets reassured and comes to know particularly well that shepherd's voice and bonds with him. And you know what? That lamb often grows up to become a leader among the sheep because it knows so well the sound of its shepherd's voice. So contrary to my early misguided images of sheep, I do indeed accept that we are called to be sheep, but we're called to be strong sheep who choose to find our shepherd, get to know him, and choose to follow him. If we do not think about committing ourselves to one shepherd, if we don't take the time to get to know his voice, how will we recognize who is an authentic leader, who will lead us toward life and not danger and death. There are all kinds of false shepherds in the world, tempting us to follow them each day. Mass consumerism, money, lust, greed, addictions all tempt us to follow them. And they appear to lead to lush green pastures, but instead lead to thickets of thorns and brambles that trap us. They lead to dead ends and unfulfilled lives. While we have a shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep to save us from these false gods, quote, he makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He reviveth my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. A true shepherd saves his sheep from the predators, uses his rod as a weapon to drive away coyotes and wolves, uses his staff to guide his sheep along right pathways. Well, you know, in addition, though, to us being called to be good sheep, we are called to be shepherds, to pick up our rods and staffs, and to bring others into the fold and to protect them and guide them, to show them the way. As Jesus said in another passage, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. Well, you know, when we think about it, we are actually some of those other sheep Jesus was talking about. We're not the people of Jesus' original flock. We were born outside that flock, but we have the same privilege to be part of his one true flock, because Jesus welcomes everyone. Moreover, we're encouraged to act as good shepherds to others outside the flock to bring the good news to the entire world around us. So let us leave here today and remember that Christ, the good shepherd, is a strong shepherd seeking to lead a flock of strong, committed sheep out of the wilderness into the green pastures of his kingdom that promises justice, security, and fellowship for all. And at those times when you may be feeling weak or feel as if you can't go on, let Jesus, the good shepherd, pick you up. Let him carry you on his shoulders and listen, for he will whisper into your ears words of forgiveness, compassion, and encouragement. And know that the good shepherd will never leave his flock alone. Amen.